The Salty Dog Yacht Rally is coming to Alaska this summer. Wrangell is the official end point of the rally and will be the hub of boats and merriment for 4 days in June. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
Former commercial fisherman and Salty Dog Rally Alaska founder Donnie Pack says this event is a long time coming.
This is Johnny, known aka Snack Snack South, Neck Neck Tea Gal, and it's a 15-year-plus dream. All my years of out of Southside, Bristol Bay, Neck Neck, you know, Clark's Point, blah, 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 and running downhill. We always loved breezing by Wrangell and the great, fabulous Wrangell Narrows. And since I've converted about 18 years ago to the yachting white boat from commercial, it's been a dream to get all these yahoos to come up to Alaska.
Pack says yachters from around North America will join together for this epic trip up the Inside Passage. And by around North America, she means around North America.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, God only knows, because they're boats. They go around the world everywhere, right? So we've got Florida. It doesn't believe they belong to Mexico. Some in Mexico, some in California, Oregon, Washington. One guy is in New York, so he needs to hurry up and get around. He'll come over on either Seven Star or United Yacht Transport, one of the transport companies out of Fort Lauderdale over to Vancouver. So they'll just cruise through the Panama Canal and then flop over here.
All the boats will flop up to Seattle, where the rally begins on June 4th. From there, the group will head up the northwest coast, stopping in Anacortes, Sydney, False Bay, Campbell River, Port McNeil, Cape Caution, Bella Bella, Green Inlet, and Prince Rupert. The ralliers will first set foot on Alaskan soil 2 weeks later in Ketchikan on June 15th. Then they'll bring their boats, and Pack says their personalities, to Wrangell, arriving 2 days later. Wrangell is the official endpoint of the rally, but just the beginning of the festivities, according to Wrangell's Economic Development Director, Carol Rushmore.
So we're working with the tribe to do a Chief Shake's Tribal House tour and performance, and then also do a traditional foods dinner. So hopefully that will work out. There's going to be a golf tournament with a barbecue dinner and some entertainment offered. The charter guys will be offering different types of tour trips, and we'll get them signed up for some of those things. Bonnie Demersion has offered to volunteer leading a bird walk. There's some other sort of activities that we're looking at trying to do spaced throughout the 4 days that they're going to be here.
Rumor has it there's also a poker night and pub crawl in the works. With about 16 boats already registered for the rally, and hopefully double that as the final count, that's going to be a lot of people visiting these small communities looking for good times and good memories. And that's good for Wrangell's economy. Carol Rushmore says that the special activities are either being donated or paid for by the yachters themselves.
So you're looking at quite a number of people that will be here through this four-day event that will be spending time within the community. So it's actually a really neat opportunity to provide an economic impact to the community as well as, you know, get Wrangell's name out there.
Cindy Waddington of the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce says she hopes the ralliers will support local businesses while they're in town.
The Chamber is one of the sponsors for the event because we are hoping that having all these people come to town will promote our economy.
She says it's particularly good timing for the rally as 4th of July preparations will be in full swing. That means food booths, activities, and of course, royalty raffle tickets. Rally founder Donnie Pack says that's why she chose Wrangell for the big party. In exchange for being a welcoming community, she hopes the rally will bring money and recognition.
The town has just been so supportive, so we're very happy to breeze by and make Wrangell our official hub. So there's a lot of boots on the ground, a ton of support, a ton of encouragement in the lower 48 and through Southeast Alaska. And it's just been a long, long dream that's finally coming into fruition.
So put your sea legs on, because the Salty Dog Rally arrives in Wrangell on June 17th. There will be an optional extra salty leg to Petersburg and Juneau from the 21st to the 24th for those who want to keep on yachting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.